Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at UH1.com. That's UH1.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Post-Match Podcast. I am Paul Machin at Wembley Stadium. My thoughts on the game to come and Chris's player ratings as well. Here you go.
Hi, I'm Paul Machin from MNTV inside Wembley Stadium. Liverpool just lost the Community Shield to Manchester City on penalties, 5-4. I think you've got to say, as far as penalty taking goes for City, absolutely impeccable. The one from, I think it's Zinchenko, and Alisson gets his hands to that. That's the moment. If he keeps that out, then it's all on. But alas, no. And obviously, a little bit deflated. No one likes to see Liverpool lose. The momentum is so with us in the back end of the second half. I don't really hate it, our own demise in the first half, to be perfectly honest. I thought sloppy passing out to the back threatened to undo everything that we'd obviously been building towards, because Man City are too good in the final third. Kevin De Bruyne, phenomenal player. David Silva, we know this, phenomenal player. Sterling had a really good game, particularly in the start of that first half. And they capitalised on our lack of sharpness, shall we say. And then a few of them created a couple of chances, four to Mo Salah, the man you wanted to fall to. And then his sharpness let him down. There were notes of encouragement in that regard. You've got to say, if you create chances against Man City, that is a note of encouragement. But, you know, this was a Premier League game, you'd be angry. I think you'd be, oh, Mo Salah, what's he doing? He's crossed the chances. It's the Community Shield, so you're able to kind of let that roll off your back a little bit. Second half, we wanted a bit more performance, wanted something to hang our hats on, and Liverpool did big time, particularly after we made the substitutions. But Naby Keita's excellent when he came on, really transformed how we played. Golovin was good as well, Shaqiri. We played with a lot more excitement, a lot more verve, a lot more endeavour. With a lot more danger in our play, and again it comes down to it. Mo Salah has chances. It's the one right at the death where I think a confident Mo Salah takes it early on, probably blobs the goalkeeper or bends it into the top corner, but he tries to get a bit closer, make it a bit more certain. He's got the one that he ends up heading it and it's cleared off the line. We've got one hit the bar and comes down on the line. We hit the post as well. We had chances, and that's why I'm ultimately a bit down, because I felt like it was with us. I felt like it was going to be our game. It felt destined somehow because of how the momentum shifted towards us in that second half. But so when you see us then not win it, it does feel a bit like, oh, it felt like it was written. When Raheem Sterling bottles those two chances, you think, are they the chances? You know, when you go win a game, off the back of that, you go, they're the chances that meant you win it. So it did feel like the omens were certainly in Liverpool's favour. So for us to then not go on and win it is where the disappointment naturally comes from. I think that's absolutely fair. But for me, the encouragement comes from performances. Thought Roberto Firmino was outstanding in the first half. Joe Matip coming off the bench was brilliant. It's kind of shocking he didn't start, but I imagine that was a fitness thing. But he was brilliant when he came on. He picked up exactly where he left off. Fabinho, I think he looked a little bit leggy. I thought Gini Wijnaldum looked leggy, and I think that contributed to his penalty miss, which is a shame, because such a great player for Liverpool, had a good all-round game. So disappointing for him personally that he couldn't get the score of the penalty. But again, coming off the bench, Naby Keita in particular, this is a lad, and I wonder whether we've pulled that midfield out. I don't think we started Keita fitness for a start, but we want to keep some things in reserve for the big games when we come against City, when the Premier League starts, when the real football. How do we call it this real football if we'd won? Let me clarify that. but Andy Naby Keita, I think this is going to be his big season. And what I saw, he does things with the ball that no one else in our midfield does. He makes space, he drives through players, he makes things happen. So yeah, very, very exciting. So many positive things to say for this game. Just unfortunately not a shiny thing to put on the honours roll, to put on the list, to put on the sideboard, to put on the tally of all the trophies that we're hopefully going to win this season. So bittersweet ultimately here for me from Wembley. Not nice to see Liverpool go through the motions of, you know, cracking the runners-up medals and all that kind of stuff again, but part of the process, I think we all can accept that the last time we came here and lost to Man City, we were nothing like where we are today. And I saw two very, very good, very, very evenly matched teams, and either side could have come out with the win comfortably based on chances. So fair enough. Man City lifting it right now.
I'm going up for it.
Fair play to them. I think you've got to say fair play. But yeah, does it leave me down for the season? Do I think Liverpool have got what it takes to mount a very, very successful season? Absolutely, I do. Am I looking forward to it? I'll be honest, leading into this game, I wasn't ready for the new season. It's come too soon, I thought. I wasn't fired up, but I've been in this end. I've been stood up for the second half, been bouncing, jumping, singing, screaming my heart out. I can't wait for this season to start. I can't wait to see Jürgen's mad reds. I can't wait to see the Champions of Europe in action again.
It's the Community Shield on penalties. I'm here with the player ratings, of course. First of all, a little bit, you know, what I thought about that match and stuff like that. I thought they'd pull the better side, if I'm honest. But first 15, 20 minutes, we struggled with Manchester City. We started really well. But Liverpool grew into the game. Mo Salah had so many opportunities and stuff. And I'm watching thousands upon thousands of Liverpool fans leave now and you know, exit while Manchester City left the plate. It is what it is, you know, nothing to cry about. We were the better side in that game. They won on penalties. You saw how much it meant to them. They know that they were the worst side by how much they celebrated. But anyway, the goalkeeper wasn't able to make a save in the penalty shootout, come close to the fourth penalty, I think it was. Ultimately, you know, maybe an error on Sterling's goal, but, you know, he makes a couple of good saves from Sterling. So probably a 7 out of 10 for Alisson. It's only his second game back in pre-season though, so not all bad. Trent Alexander-Arnold thought early again he had a little bit of a struggle with Raheem Sterling, but grew into the game and probably deserved about a 7 out of 10 himself. Didn't really bomb on. Corner deliveries were good when he took them. He flipped them up with Mo Salah and stuff. But, you know, again, it's Manchester City. You're going to have to sit those full-backs back a bit. You can't play forwards and look for as many assists as he got towards the back end of the season. So he played within himself today. We know he can go forward. We know he can get more involved in the forward play. So 7 out of 10 for him. Centre-back partnership, I was really surprised to see Gomez partnered with Virgil van Dijk. Gomez, I'd probably give an 8 out of 10. His recovery pace is outstanding, isn't it? We saw that on show a couple of times over the course of the game. Virgil van Dijk, probably an 8 out of 10 again. But all that being said, did they get in behind us a little bit too often? A couple of them could have been offside, stuff like that. But yeah, it was a little bit of a worry how high line we played against them. But, you know, again, we only conceded one goal. Left-back Andy Robertson, kind of the same as Trent Alexander-Arnold, if I'm honest. I think, you know, defensively he was resolute, he was stout. Did a good job against Bernardo Silva when he's moved out there. But offensively, I don't know whether it just doesn't have that in his legs yet, but again, it might be a tactical thing. He didn't want to bomb forwards with Bernardo Silva behind you. Probably a 7 out of 10. Vin Fabinho, probably a 7 out of 10. Jordan Henderson, probably a 7 out of 10. Gini Wijnaldum, probably a 7 out of 10 again. You know, I thought they controlled the game for the most part. I think, you know, our midfield did really well against their midfield. I thought Kevin De Bruyne was really good. But again, outstanding performances. Rubber on that right-hand side, I give Mo an 8 out of 10. Probably could have had 3 goals there. You know, you're expecting to score the one that's cleared off the line by, I think, it was Walker in the end. Probably expecting to score that before he has the header. He had one where he hit the post, a couple of ones where he hits the inside, and the keeper gets a good save to Claudio Bravo. But a danger, you know, and he really, really troubled Jim Tempo, didn't he? Over on the left-hand side, Di Bacarigi, a little bit disappointing for me. Although I did think he'd scored. If you watch the vlog later, you'll know that I thought he scored. But probably a 6 out of 10 for Divock. I think his all-round play. Did he really stand his man up enough? Did he better Kyle Walker? Probably not. Bobby Firmino, I thought, was excellent. I'm going to give him an 8 out of 10. That pressing that we know him for so well. He was there, he was on it. It was a Bobby Firmino performance for me. Absolutely superb. So on to the substitute, if I can remember them. Gomez moves to right back because Joel Matip comes in and gets the goal, first of all. So I'm giving him an 8 out of 10, and I thought defensively he's good. The first thing you have to do is chase down Gabriel Jesus, wasn't it? and he did really well again throughout. So let's see if we can remember the midfield. Naby Keita comes on, I thought he was outstanding. Really, really, really good performance from Naby Keita. Again, 8 out of 10 for him. Midfielder Shaqiri, a little bit disappointing, 6 out of 10, something like that. Good penalty though. Who else have we got?
Will Garnett and Chamberlain.
I thought Lallana was good actually. I liked that midfield. I like the introduction of Oxlade-Chamberlain, Lallana and Naby Keita. Lallana will probably give a 7 out of 10. Oxlade-Chamberlain, again, he thundered that ball into the back of the net on his penalty, then he was doing them in the warm-ups. We've got some amazing access behind the scenes, by the way. You have to watch this vlog, it'll be out tomorrow. We were pitch side during the warm-ups, we've seen the community shield, it's been incredible, thanks to McDonald's. And yeah, from football, I mean, it's been an incredible day for us. It's why I'm wearing a suit, it's why I'm sweating profusely. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, they'll get an 8 out of 10 for his Cameroon performance. I think that's it. If there's anyone else, let me know in the comments section. So thank you very much for watching. Subscribe to Redmen TV. Do not let this performance worry you. Liverpool dominated Manchester City in this game. Remember.
So there you have it, ladies and gents. That is the post-match podcast. If you want more 10 to 15 minutes analysing this game, the instant match reaction is on theredmentv.com. There'll be a 60-minute final word show up on Monday afternoon as well. Get all of your content, of course, completely free for the first month on theredmentv.com, including our exclusive interview with Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp. Other than that, thank you very much for listening. See you all soon.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.